episode number 1603 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Sonia Duncan. How is everyone doing? Let's get to it with today's topic, Schumacher talking about ski accident. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by
Podbot.ai. Schumacher has been absent from the world for some time while continuing his recovery from brain injuries. Schumacher has been unable to make any public appearances since the injury. In December 2013, Schumacher suffered a serious brain injury during a skiing excursion with his family, while descending the Coombe de Salier near Mirabel in the French Alps with his son, Mick. Soon, tragedy struck Schumacher's household as the German was involved in a skiing accident skiing with his son Mick in the French Alps in December 2013. Then, on 29 December 2013, Schumacher was skiing with his son Mick in the resort town of Mirabel, in the French Alps, near his family's property. Formula One racing driver Michael Schumacher suffered a horrifying skiing accident on December 29, 2013, when he was skiing with his son, Mick, then 14, at a hilltop above Mirabel in the French Alps. Michael Schumacher's head was struck by a rock as he was skiing off-piste on the French Alps in 2013, with his son Mick, who was only 14 at the time. Michael Schumacher's wife, Corinna, and son Mick gave a rare glimpse of life as the multi-world champion lives with his family after his severe head injury suffered in a ski accident 7 years ago. While, here at the ANA, of course, we never saw a brain scan of F1 legend Michael Schumacher, nor know the details, simply knowing that he was unconscious for months tells you that he had very severe head injuries. Formula One superstar Michael Schumacher was wearing a helmet at the time, but the impact was so severe that, although he might have saved his life, he was left in a serious condition. Michael Schumacher was hospitalized for a medically induced coma on Friday at a hospital in Grenoble. He was injured skiing off-piste with his family at the French Alpine resort of Mirabel, when he fell and struck his head on a rock. Schumacher was rushed to hospital in Grenoble, France, where, in an effort to lessen bleeding and swelling of the brain, he was put into a medically induced coma. The prolonged unconsciousness state which had puzzled him since his crash in the wake of the Senna crash. Schumacher was rushed to a hospital and kept in a coma after a dramatic crash as doctors worked to rescue the race champion. An accomplished skier, Schumacher slammed into a rock face and smashed into his head. Formula One legend Michael Schumacher was placed into a coma for 250 days after suffering severe head injuries during a ski off-piste crash at Mirabel in the French Alps on December 29, 2013. Mr. Schumacher retired from Formula One's ranks as its most respected driver 8 years ago in 2013, following the serious injuries he sustained during a ski vacation in the Swiss Alps, and has not been seen since. Fans hold up a poster encouraging Schumacher to continue fighting during the 2014 F1 race in Spain. His present state has been carefully guarded by his family ever since the crash. Wife Corinna has been fiercely protective of him after the life-altering skiing accident, and she revealed how the family has coped in the last 8 years in a traumatic situation. In just his wife's first interview after Mr. Schumacher's injuries, Michael's wife Corinna thanked the F1 legend for doing it all. According to Schumacher's former manager, Willy Weber, Corinna, along with her two children, Gina and Haas rookie driver Mick, are among those who offer commentary about the German driver's journey. His family, wife Corinna, two children Mick, have defended their privacy vigorously in the face of intense interest over his status. The family has reportedly allowed private recordings to be released for inclusion in the documentary Schumacher. Schumacher's son Mick has since gone on to follow in his footsteps, the 22-year-old having earlier spoken of his pride at having reverted to the last name of Schumacher for Formula One. His son Mick admitted that he felt unfair that he was not allowed to enjoy the major milestones of his life with him, such as making his Formula One debut this year. Michael Schumacher's managers felt it necessary to speak out about Schumacher's state to the public following claims by Philippe Streiff, the former Formula One driver, who became quadriplegic following his own crash in 1989. About a week later, leading neurosurgeon Eric Riederer offered his prediction of his present state of affairs in a documentary by French television station TMC.
Episode 1603 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Sonia Duncan. Adios.
Podbot.ai